They are going to meet, of course, all the critical stakeholders, the ruling party, the opposition, all the states of opposition, just in an effort to talk to them about the value of the process that is coming on 26th about the presidential election, and to get a sense of their concerns about that process, so that we can, in compiling our report of the election, present a very comprehensive picture of both the comments of the ruling party, the comments of the opposition, and all the critical stakeholders, including civil society indeed, that we can have a holistic report that helps us to address whatever issues that they have highlighted as very critical, as germane to the success of democracy in that country. That is the whole idea of debating.
I know that this is a poll observer mission to monitor Sunday's presidential vote. Will they also encourage dialogue between these various stakeholders to ensure there's peace ahead of the vote?
Of course, we have the point in the statement that the president of the commission, His Excellency James Victor Beko, issued earlier about 2 weeks ago. We have made the point about the value of dialogue. We made the point about the necessity of engagement of all stakeholders. Because at the end of the day, Senegal belongs to all of us, just like any other member state. And we have a stake in making sure that there's stability, there's peace and security there, because that's the only way we can develop as a region. Of course, you know that we cannot develop under a situation of instability. So we have always emphasized the necessity of dialogue, like I said in the statement that the president issued, and we'll continue to encourage that. And the whole idea of also meeting them now, as an observer team, members of the observer team, is the fact that they will also encourage them to keep talking to each other. Democracy can only be constructed by the people of Senegal, in this case, working together, not by one part of Senegal working separately. But it's Senegalese who can make the democracy work and who can also make it fail, just by the attitude that they bring to it. So we have been encouraging them to dialogue. The purpose of meeting them today, when they arrive, and indeed tomorrow, and indeed throughout this process, is to encourage them to continue to talk to each other. There is a virtue in dialogue. There is a virtue in engagement. It was unfortunate that the country has found itself in such a situation where there is violence, but institutions of violence, most times, sound reasoning escapes. And we keep making the point that because this is possible, things will be destroyed, innocent people might lose their lives, and that is not good for Senegal. So we encourage them to continue to talk. We continue to encourage them to continue to talk. And whatever role we play in this process, we can be sure that ECOWAS will continue to play that role to bring the people together. That is the whole idea of sending the Nigerian president and his team to go there, to go and talk to the stakeholders ahead of the election, so that we can help create an environment that is conducive for a free, fair, and transparent election.
Who is leading the ECOWAS poll observer team, and who are those involved in the team?
Yeah, the ECOWAS observer team are quite diverse by the nature of their composition. They're usually somebody quite experienced in such matters, somebody who has a pedigree that people respect. In this particular case, it is His Excellency Kofi Sama, who is the former Prime Minister of Togo. He's leading the 150 large ECOWAS observer mission, of course, supported by an ECOWAS secretariat. The whole idea, and members are also drawn from ECOWAS parliamentarians, their civil society people. So the composition is so diverse that it reflects the whole range of interests in West Africa. The whole idea is to make sure that it's not, there's no sense that it only reflects one side. It's so diverse, electoral experts, all kinds of people are there, so that they bring all their experiences to bear in the observation, so that they make sure that whatever it is that at the end of the day, we can be able to reasonably talk with expertise, talk with a sense of knowledge about the process and the outcome.
What is the expectation of ECOWAS about the poll observer team as well as Sunday's presidential vote?
We are hoping that unlike the situation that we find ourselves now, where there have been days of violence, that people are familiar. We realize that it is only by working together that they can move their country forward, and they can work together by dialogue, not through violence. We can understand the whole, believe in a sense, this demonstration, this protest, also is the strength of their democracy. At least we know some democratic culture where people cannot even demonstrate, cannot protest to show their feelings. But of course, protests don't have to be accompanied by violence. Protests, yes, to show your displeasure, but you should also leave room to discuss with those in authority about how best this can be resolved. I think that is the way. So we're expecting that the people of Senegal will understand that it is only by working together that they can entrench democracy. It's only by working together that they can take the next step forward in their evolving democracy, strengthen it and deepen it for the benefit of their country and for the future of their country. That is what we're expecting to happen on Sunday, that the elections will be peaceful, the elections will be fair, the election will be transparent, the election will be acceptable to the extent that it meets all the parameters of the country's constitution and the expectations of our regional instruments on democracy and good governance.